The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Ramdhara Srimad Bhagavatam Ji. Now please come to the text. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, fifth chapter, text 46. Panino te devo katha sudhaya prabruddho bhaktya visadasaya je vairagya sarang pratilabhyo bodham jathan jasa niyur akuntha jisnyam panena te devo katha sudhaya vriddha bhaktya visadasaya je vairagya sarum pratilabhya bodham jathan jasa niyur akuntha jisnyam panena te devo katha sudhaya vriddha bhaktya visadasaya je vairagya sarum pratilabhya bodham jathan jasa niyur akuntha jisnyam. Please repeat. Persons who, because of their serious attitude, attain the stage of enlightened devotional service, achieve the complete meaning of renunciation and knowledge, and attain the Vaikuntha Loka in the spiritual sky simply by drinking the nectar of your topics. This verse says clearly, only here, Krishna Katha, huh? Nectar of your topics. Huh? Yes. Recommends. Nothing else. Only here, Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha. Drink nectar. Why are you drinking liquor? Premji. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The difference between the impersonalistic mental speculators and the pure devotees of the Lord is that the former passed through a miserable understanding of the absolute truth at every stage, whereas devotees enter into the kingdom of all pleasures even from the beginning of their attempt. The devotee has only to hear, nothing else. Only to hear about devotional activities which are as simple as anything in ordinary life, and he also acts very simply, whereas the mental speculators has to pass through jugglery of wars which are partially facts and partially a make-so for the maintenance of an artificial impersonal status. In spite of his strenuous efforts to attain perfect knowledge, The impersonalist attains merging into the impersonal oneness, the Brahman Jyoti of the Lord, which is also attained by the enemies of the Lord simply because they are being killed by Him. The devotees, however, attain to the highest stage of knowledge and renunciation and achieve the Vaikuntha Lokas, the planets in the spiritual sky. The impersonalist attains only the sky and doesn't achieve any tangible transcendental bliss, whereas devotee attains the planet where the real spiritual life prevails. With serious attitude, devotee throws away all achievements like so much dust and accepts only devotional service, transcendental culmination. First thing Prabhupada says in purport, difference between impersonality, mental speculators and devotees of the Lord, that the former pass through a miserable understanding of absolute truth every stage, whereas the devotees enter into the kingdom of all pleasures even from very beginning of their attempt. That means the impersonalist, they never hear. They only speculate. And they try to understand this Supreme Lord by mental speculation. But they cannot understand. Only they get suffering. You understand? They undergo very severe austerity, renounce mental speculation. Krishyanti je kevala bodhalabdhai, he says. Krishyanti je kevala bodhalabdhai, Krishyanti. They give so much klesha, pain to the body. Only by mental speculation, trying to understand what they cannot get. Do you understand? But devotees, they don't do it. They only hear. They only hear the nectarian Krishna Katha from the leaves of your sadhu Vaishnava. 10th canto of Bhagavatam, 14th chapter, text 4, says, this is a statement given by Brahma. Now, when Brahma's pride was crushed by by Lord Krishna, do you understand? Brahma stole cowherd boys and calves. Krishna, isn't it? Out of pride. So when Brahma's pride was crushed, then Brahma offers prayer to Krishna. That is in 10th canto of Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, so many prayers of Brahma. In his prayer he says this thing, Shreya smritiṁ bhakti mudasyate vibho krishyanti je kevala bodhalabdhaye tesāma sukleśala eva sisyate nanyacchata sthūla tusāpagātinaṁ. Understand? He understood. Yes, tell, what do you understand?
My dear Lord.
All right, yes, speak.
Devotional service unto you is the best path for self-realization.
Yes.
If someone gives up that path and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo a troublesome process.
Yes.
And will not achieve his desired result. As a person who beats an empty husk of wheat cannot get grain, one who simply speculates cannot achieve self-realization. His only gain is trouble.
Yes. All right. That is, again, the Brahma's prayer also. The previous verse, this is verse 4, and third verse also says, Jnani prayasu damasya namanta eva jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam thane stita sudhigatam tanubang manobhir yo prayaso ajito jito apyasi taistri lokyam. You have that? Yes.
Lord Brahma said, My dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth and have therefore given up the process of speculative knowledge can remain situated in their established social positions, and with their body, mind, and words, they should offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees. They will certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds.
Jnana prayasa lapasyananta eva jivanti samkuritam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita sudhi gatvantan vang manove ja praya sajito jito prisistri lokyam. Jnana prayas, he says, give up jnana prayas. What is jnana prayas? We have two processes. One is ascending process, another is descending process, isn't it? Prayas means ascending process. Jensen, though follow ascending process, this is speculators, mental speculators, or jnanis. Those who follow the process of jnana, dry jnana, susto jnana, isn't it? They only speculate, they never hear. They follow the ascending process. That is jnana prayas. Brahma said, give up jnana prayas. Adopt descending process, that means hearing process. Here from Vaishnavas, jivanti samagritam bhavadiya vartam tane sthita sudhigatam tanubhang manavir japraya svajito jito pishtaitri lukyam. There is no need of changing the place. Sthane sthita, whatever place one is, let him be in that place. Somebody is brahmachari position, let him be in that position. Somebody is grihastha position, let him be that position. Somebody is vanaprastha position, let him be that position. Somebody is sannyasi or jatibrata position, let him be that position. Only thing required, he should come daily and hear Bhagavata katha, Krishna katha from a bhakta Bhagavata, devotee Bhagavata, Vaishnava. Jivanti sammukhuritam bhavadiya vata. They jivanti. And that means they survive only by hearing. This verse says, especially, this is verse says, what says? Sudhaya, katha sudhaya, pane na te deva katha sudhaya. Those who drink, only drink the nectar of your topics. Drinking is not drinking. Those who daily drink the nectar of your topics, nectar and Krishna katha, only drink. Only drinking the nectar they survive, jivanti. Nothing else. All right. That is life. Krishna katha is life. Yeah. That is life. So daily drink nectar of Krishna katha. That is coming out from the lips of satpure Vaishnava's devotees, they drink through the ears, karna pute pi bonti. Drink this nectar through the ears, not by the lips, Baba. Those who do so, not changing position, every day they do, what they develop? They develop such prem bhakti. Thereby they conquer the unconquerable. Krishna is unconquerable, ajita. Nobody can conquer. But such devotees only daily come and hear Srimad Bhagavata, Kathamrita. This verse specifically says, Katha Sudhayam, that is nectar of your topics. Only drink from that coming out from the lips of pure Vaishnava. They develop such prem bhakti that they conquer and conquer. Mundaka Upanishad says, Mundaka Upanishad says, avidyayam bahudha vartamana vayankrutartha iti vibhanyanti bala jat karmena na pravedayanti ragat tena tu rakshina lukah chyavante. You are bankrupt. Very little bank balance. Finished. Exhausted. Understand? Mundaka Upanishad, this is all Vedic inferences. Avidyaya bahudha vartamana vayankrutartha iti bhimanyanti bala. Jat karmino na pravedayanti ragat tena turakhina lokasya vante. That means, those who are ignorant, foolish persons, do you understand? Huh? They are covered up dense darkness of avidya, ignorance. Huh? They only cultivate dry knowledge. Huh? Do you understand? And think that they develop this conceit that we have gotten everything. Yes, we are great jnanis. Huh? They just develop this conceit that we have gotten everything only by speculative knowledge. They think so. Huh? What happens? They cannot understand the Supreme Lord. They cannot understand the Supreme Lord. Do you understand? Isopanishad says, Andham tamah pravisanti jo avidyang upasade tato bhuya iva te tamo jau vidyayang rataha. Yes, tell. Andham tamah pravisanti jo avidyang upasade tato bhuya iva te tamo jau vidyayang rataha. Isopanishad. Yes.
Those who engage in a culture of nascent activities shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance.
Yes.
Worse still are those engaged in a culture of so-called knowledge.
So-called knowledge. Worse than that. Yes. 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 Huh? You understand? Also, Gita says, Klesa-dhikata-rasteshanga-vyakta-satta-cetasang abhyakta-hi-gati-dukkham-deha-vad-bhira-vapyate. Yes. Klesa-dhikata-rasteshanga.
For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested and personal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied.
Yeah. Canto Bhagavatam. Second chapter. Third, second verse says, Janyarabindakhe vimuktamaninas tayastabhavada visuddha buddhaya arya krusrena parampadam tata patantya dho anadjuta smadangraya. You are alright.
Someone may say that aside from devotees who always seek shelter at the lowest lotus feet, there are those who are not devotees but who have accepted different processes for attaining salvation. What happens to them? In answer to this question, Lord Rama and the other demigods said, O lotus-eyed Lord, although non-devotees who accept severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position may think themselves liberated, their intelligence is impure. They fall down from their position of imagined superiority because they have no regard for your lotus feet.
And your lotus feet, yes. Those are non-devotees, not devotees. Not taken shelter at the old lotus feet of Krishna. Those are disregarded your lotus feet. Huh? Those are doctors, that possesses. That's a jnana, joke. They think, we are liberated, we are one with the Lord. Janni arabindakhyam. Vimukta, they think we are liberated. We are now, we are one with the Lord, one with Brahma. Avisuddha buddhaya, their intelligence is impure. Impure intelligence. Aruhya krusrena parampadam tata. They undergo very severe austerity, penance. Yes. Krishna sadhana they do. Huh? They may go to that Brahma platform, may go. But from there they fall down. Because they have not taken shelter at the lotus feet. This is the only place of shelter. These verses, these are all prayers of Lord Brahma. Next verses. Na tatha na te madhava tavaka kuchit vasyanti margat tui baddha sauruda toya vigupta vicharanti nirbhaya vinayaka nika pamurdha suprabho. Yeah? Huh? Then Jhanya Ravindakhe, this is the next verse. This is 32, that is 33. Tatha nate madhava tavaka kudid bhasyanti margattoi baddha saruda toya bhigupta visaranti nirbhaya vinayaka nika pamurdhars prabho. Yes, why you say no? The famous verses, Baba. Yes.
O Madhava, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord of the Goddess of Fortune, if devotees completely in love with you,
yes,
sometimes fall from the path of devotion, they do not fall down like non-devotees.
Not fall down, yes.
For you still protect them.
Protect them, yes.
Thus they fearlessly traverse the heads of the opponents and continue to progress in devotional service.
Yes. Prem Bhakti. This Prem Bhakti is very strong. Prem Bandhan, the bondage of this love is very strong. Strong bondage. Those who are bound up, Krishna is the rope of love. Krishna says, na paroye, na paroye. I cannot break that bondage. Though Krishna is almighty, all-powerful, but he says, na paroye, na paroye, na paroye. I cannot. Those who are attached to Krishna with prem bandhan, the tie of love, where is the question of fall down? No question. They never fall down like that of non-devotees. Do you understand? If apparently it seems to be fall down, but that is not actually fall down, this verse says, isn't it? Not actually fall down. Krishna protects them. Yes. They are always protected. They are fearless. Abhayacharana Aravinda. Those who are taken shelter at the Abhayacharana Aravinda. The lotus feet of Krishna, where there is no fear at all. They are not afraid of any situation. Narayana parasarvena kutasana vibhati surgapadupi surgapa varga narakesopi tulyarthadarsina, she said. Those are Narayana para, those who are fixed at the lotus feet of Narayana, they are not afraid of any situation. Swarga, upavarga, narka. Wherever they may be placed, they may be placed in swarga, heavenly planet, they may be placed in upavarga, in Brahman platform, or they may be placed in narka, hellish platform, they are never afraid. They see all these places equal. Swarga, upavarga, narka. How is it equal? Because they are fixed at the lotus feet of Narayana. They see only lotus feet of Narayana. They are always engaged in loving service to lotus feet of Narayana. Well, wherever they may be, well, no, Narayana is there. How will it be swarga or apavarga or narka? Apparently it may be swarga, apavarga or narka. But actually it is Narayana's place, Vaikuntha. Therefore, all these places, in their vision, is equal. Understand? So, yabhi gupta vicharanti nirbhaya vinayaka nika pamardhas prabho. Such persons, those are developed prem bhakti, those are very tightly tied. Do you understand? Tie of love with Krishna. They are fearless. Even those who are supposed to create some, how to say, vigna? Obstacles. Those who are supposed to create some obstacle in the path of devotional service. But such devotees are so fearless. They are not afraid of them. They put their head on, at their feet and the head of those persons and fearlessly travel. Yes. Yes. 10th canto of Bhagavata. This is prayer of Brahma also. 14th chapter, 29th verse. Adhapi te devo padam vajadaya prasadale sanu grihita evahi janati tattam bhagavan mahimna na chanya ekopi chiram vijinnan. Here he says, chiram vijinnan, go on speculating. Go on speculating for hundreds, lakhs of life. They cannot understand. Yes, you have.
My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality.
Yes.
But those who speculate in order to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years.
And go on speculating only. Still cannot understand. Yes. Premi bhaktas, pure devotees, Sudha bhaktas, they don't do anything. Only they are engaged in loving service to the lotus feet of Krishna. They are always drinking the nectar emanating from the lotus feet of Krishna, drinking what he says here, drinking the nectar of his topics. You understand? They don't do anything. Sasudha bhaktas, yes. Swami says, you have padyavali. You have? Mukdham mang nikadantu niti nipuna bhrantam muhur vaidika mandam bandhav sanchaya jada dhiyam muktadara sodara unmattam dhanino viveka chatura kamam mahadayikam moktum nakhyamate managapi mana govinda padaspraham. Bankrupt. Padyavali. Rupa Goswami says, those who are, very strictly follow the principle of morality. Understand? Niti kushala. Let them tell me. A madman. I don't care. Those who are, Vedic pundits, do you understand? Those acquire Vedic knowledge, Vedic pundits. Let them tell me. I have no language. Misguided. Yes, misguided. Rantha. Misguided. Let them say. I don't care. Do you understand? Those who are my so-called friends in this material world, material family members, relatives, let them tell me a bad person. I don't care. Those who are my so-called brothers, let them desert me, thinking me a gross, foolish person, jadadhyad, bereft of intelligence. I don't care. Those who are very rich people, wealthy persons, let them tell me, they may say me he is a mad fellow. He is not doing anything, earning money only, engaged in bhajan, kirtan, shravan, kirtan. Let them say, as a madman, I don't care for it. Those who are very intelligent, so-called intelligent persons, in this material world, materially intelligent persons, they may tell me a very puffed up fellow, he is not listening to anybody. Let them say, but I don't care. Muktum na khyamati managapi mana govinda padaspraham. Oh, Govinda, oh Lord Govinda, let my mind be always engaged in I said, drinking the nectar that is emanating from your lotus feet. Let me only drink the nectar that is emanating from lotus feet. Whatever all these may say to me, I don't care. Understand? This is Padyavali, Rupa Goswami. Swami says, Padyavali. Nanda nandana pandara binda yosyanda mana makaranda bindava sindhava parama sukhya sampadang nanda yantu hudayam mamanisham. You have? No? Nothing? Huh? Complete bankrupt. Huh? You are? He is also bankrupt. Nandana padara binda yosyanda mana makaranda bindava sindhava. You see? From the lotus feet of Nanda Nandan. Huh? Understand? Nanda Nandan. Son of Nanda Maharaj. Lotus feet of Nanda Nandan. Huh? Makaranda, the nectar always emanating, emanating. Drop by drop, drop by drop, drop by drop. Emanating and becoming a great ocean. Yes. A great ocean. Huh? Let that ocean. Huh? Flood my heart, flood my heart. Bhakta says, huh? That means, let me always drink that nectar emanating from the lotus feet of Nanda Nandan. Yes, only drink that nectar. Yes. Huh? Always blissful, only drinking nectar emanating from the lotus feet of Nandana. Those who are pure devotees, another devotees, ananya bhakta, bhajan nishtha bhakta. What is that?
Fixed in
bhajan. Savan kirtan. You understand? That is bhajan. They never adopt any other process. They never adopt of the process of karma, jnana, yoga, vrata, tapasya, pitru tarpan, jaga, devatantara pujan, offering worship to demigods, never any other process. Only they adopt the process of bhakti.
Filosofia, eles nunca adoram
de outro processo. They know all these processes. Other than bhakti, they are all stumbling blocks, great obstacles, approaching Krishna. Yes. They are completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of Krishna. They are always day and night, 24 hours engaged in Savan Kirtanam, hearing the nectarian topic of Krishna Katha, and speaking, describing, narrating nectarian topics, only doing this thing. Thereby, they drink this nectar of your topic. Katha Sudha, this verse is. Yes. 12th canto of Bhagavatam says, 12:48. Sankirtyamano Bhagavananta Sutanu Havo Vesanam Hipunsang Pravishya cittam vidunoti asesam jatha tamo arko brahmi bhati bhata. You have? Bhagavan Ananta. No. You have? No. Nobody has. All bankrupt. Sankirtyamano Bhagavan Ananta Sutanu Havo Vesanam Hipunsang Pravishya cittam vidunoti asesam tamo jatha tamo arko brahmi bhati bhata. Do you understand? Those who are always engaged in hearing Krishna Katha, that is topics of nectarian topics, isn't it? This is Katha Sudhaya. Engaged always, hearing Savan Kirtanam. Krishna Katha Savan Kirtan. Their heart is completely purified, cleansed of all material contaminations, completely purified. Their heart is enlightened. They, what say? Enlightened. Do you understand? No darkness is there. As when the sun rises, the darkness completely dispelled. When a violent storm comes, do you understand? Black cloud, path of black cloud is completely devastated, isn't it? Similarly, those devotees, pure devotees, those who are always engaged in drinking nectarian topic, drinking the nectar of the topic Krishna Katha, their heart is their heart is completely purified, and there is no darkness of ignorance. They are free. They are all of their suffering, distress are completely destroyed, because they are completely drowned in the nectarian ocean of Krishna Katha. Understand? Completely drowned. Nectarian ocean of Krishna Katha. Their heart is flooded with that nectarian ocean. Where is the question of dense darkness, ignorance and suffering out of it? Understand my language? Yes. What is Krishna Katha? Nectarian Krishna Katha, Bhagavata Katha? It's always fresh, new, newer, newer, newer. Yes. You cannot say, yes, I have heard it. You cannot say, I have heard it. Do you understand? Whenever you hear, you say, oh, this is something new. Yes, it appears newer and newer. Nitya Navanavayama. Eva Susan Manasam Mahasavam. Tadeva sokarnava sosana nuna jaduttama shloka jaso anungiyate. 12th canto, 12:50. You have? Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha, Hari katha, is ever fresh and new. Every moment it appears newer, 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 newer. Yes. Very sweet. Yes. Pleasing to the heart, pleasing to the ear. Yes, those who... this is like a great festival. Yes. Such nectarian Krishna Katha. Pleasing to the ear, pleasing to the heart. Every moment newer, newer, newer. Those who drink that nectar, they are always in a great festivity. Yes. So much rejoicing, so much blissfulness, yes. Great festivity, yes. Do you understand? What is the question of lamentation, suffering, distress? They are all destroyed. Yes. So the nectarian topic of Krishna, Krishna Katha, Savanam Ketanam. There is no question of suffering, lamentation, do you understand? Morosness, no. They are always in festivity, During, at the time of festivity, all are rejoicing, yes. Where is the question of lamentation, crying, distressful condition, lamentation, So, nothing is there, yes. Into Bhagavatam, 12:3:15. You have.
Jastu tamasloka gunanubada sangiyate abhikram amangalagna tameva nityam sunyad abhikram krishni amalam bhaktim abhivstamana.
Yes, 12:3:15. No. Nothing. Yes.
Jastu tamasloka gunanubada sangiyate abhikram amangalagna tameva nityam sunuyad abhikram krishnyamalam bhaktim abhisamana. Do you understand? Krishna charita, Krishna katha, that is nectarian Krishna katha. Do you follow? Destroys all sorts of obstacles. Sarva vigna vinasana. Those who are always engaged in hearing, chanting, hearing and narrating Krishna katha, nectarian Krishna katha, there is no question of any obstacle. All their obstacles, all their inauspiciousness are completely destroyed. Those are developed, so pure bhakti, they should always drink this nectar, drink the nectar of Krishna katha, this katha sudhaya, drinking nectar of your topics. They should do. That is their life. That is their life. Thereby, the soul is nourished. There's a food for the soul. Understand? Yes. Pure devotion was developed, pure devotion, Sudha Bhakti. For him, all these four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, mokya, they are very, very insignificant. As Prabhupada says, with a serious attitude, devotee throws away all these achievements like so much dust. He throws away all these things. You understand? Bhagavatam 3:4:15 says, Koni sate pada saroja bhajam sudullaho arthesu chatusvapiha tadhapinahum prabunomi vuman bhava padam bhoja nisevanasuva.
Your lotus feet have no difficulty in achieving anything within the realm of the four principles.
Yes.
Of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation.
Yes.
But, O great one, as far as I am concerned, I have preferred only to engage in the loving service of your lotus feet.
Yes. Prithu Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj says what he asked for. Na kamaya natha tadapyahum kochin, na jatra dasma sarana ambujasava, mahattamantar hudayan mukhachyuto, vidatso karnayutam isame varaha.
My dear Lord, I therefore do not wish to have the benediction of merging into your existence.
Yes.
A benediction in which there is no existence of the nectarian beverage of your lotus feet.
Yes.
I want the benediction of at least 1,000,000 years.
I only 2 years. I want 1,000,000 years. Yes.
I want the benediction of at least 1,000,000 years.
Yes.
For thus I may be able to hear about the glories of your lotus feet from the mouths of your pure devotees.
Mouths of your pure devotees. That's the only thing required. Yes. Pray to the Lord to give him 1,000,000? 10,000,000? 1,000,000 years, give me. Only I will hear. That's the only thing required. Such nectar, topic of Krishna katha, drunk. Karna pute pibanti. This nectar should be drunk through the ears, Baba. Only why 2 years? Give me 1,000,000, 10,000,000 years. Yes, I would. Only want to drink and drink and drink and drink nectarian topic. That is the life, only life of a devotee. Yes. His soul is nourished. Yes, soul is nourished. Yes. Developed pure devotion, Suddha Bhakti. One was Suddha Bhakti. Such a Suddha Bhakta, pure devotee. He never aspires for elevation to heavenly planets, even to going to Brahma Loka, or Sarva Homo Pada, or Sadhipatya, going to Vira Swarga. He never desires for Yoga Siddhi. Everything is very, very, very insignificant for him. Nanaka Pustam na Chaparamishtyam, na Sarva Homo na Sadhipatyam, na Yoga Siddhi ra Punar Bhavamba, samanja sattva virajya kankhe.
O my Lord, source of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in Dhruva Loka, the heavenly planet, or the planet where Lord Brahma resides, nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all the earthly planets, or the lower planetary systems. I do not desire to be the master of the powers of mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet.
Yes. All right, what did Parikshit Maharaj do in a dying condition? Huh?
Okay,
fish. Isn't dying condition, he had no time at all. Huh? Very short time, only 1 week time he had. Huh? He became restless. How can I get the supreme perfection of my life in this dying condition in a very short life, very short time? Yes, please instruct me. He asked all the sadhus, sages, rajarshis, brahmarshis, devarshis assembled there, the bank of Ganges. Nobody could give correct answer. They said in different way. Yes. Some said, alight, you do this yajna, jag yajna. Some say, you do this dana, charity. Some say, you take up this vrata. Some say, you may do tapasya. Different. Nothing was finalized. But at last, Śrīdhav Goswāmī came. The same question was asked. He said, you are Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes. Nothing. Don't do anything. Only hear Srimad Bhagavatam. All accepted. It's accepted anonymously. All said, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yes. Only he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, lips of Sukadeva Goswami. Day and night, continuously for 7 days, give up eating, sleeping, everything, yes. No need. Such nectar is emanating, coming, flow is coming, very, heavy rush flow coming, yes. What else you'll eat? Only heart, yes. He could have done anything, he was emperor of the world. Yes. Nothing was impossible for him. He could have done. Yoga, prata, tapasya, he could have done. Yajna, yes. But it didn't do anything. In a very short time, dying condition, how one can achieve the supreme perfection? Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source, bona fide source, Bhakta Bhagavata. In the history of the world you'll never find such process. History of the world. You'll never find such process. That in a dying condition, in a very short time, how can one attain the supreme personality? Light. Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes. You understand? Mind is stupid, very mind. Mind is stupid, rascal. Stubborn mind, disobedient mind. How can you control this mind? If you hear Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha, from bona fide person, Bhakta Bhagavata, Vaishnava, dear devotee, of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya, Gaurapriya Jana, who is an embodiment of Bhagavata, who is Guru, this stupid mind will be pacified. Yes. This Kali Yuga, Kali means quarreling, fighting. And this Yuga, Dambha, pride is the measuring rod. Everybody thinks himself great. I am great. Do you understand? Premji says, I am great. Ananta asks, what? You are great? I am great. Then fighting begins. Falling began. He is a great, he is a great. Yes. To persons fighting, to communities fight, to nations fight, to countries fight. Yes, because everybody thinks I am great. This is Kali Yuga. Dambha, the pride is measuring rod. In this such Yuga, what is required? Only hearing Krishna Katha, Bhagavata Katha, do you understand? Then the pride will be crossed and one will very easily get Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. Devlo sas bhakti jasyang vaisruya manayang krishne paramapuruse bhakti rutpatite punasa soko moho bhaya paha. Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavata from Bhakta Bhagavata, Vaishnava, bona fide source, and will very easily develop Krishna bhakti. As a result of that, his all material fears, lamentations, and delusions destroyed forever. Knowing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, everything is known. Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam right source, one can very easily understand him, do you understand? Get him. Then nothing is left out to be known. Everything is Krishna is everything. Yes. Na bhramite kon gavana jiva guru krishna prasad paaye bhakti lata bija mali haya kare sei bija aropan shravan kirtan lale kare sei chan nitya siddha krishna prema sadya kabun hoy shravan adi shuddha chite korai uday sei din chatam. Wandering, wandering, lots of brahmandas, lots of species of life. One bhagyavan jiva, fortunate jiva, gets the mercy of Guru and Krishna, thereby get the seed of bhakti creeper. That bhakti, that seed is sown there in the heart, then the seed is sown, then it will germinate. Regular watering is required. What is watering? Shravan Kirtan. Krishna Katha, Bhagavata Katha, Shravan Kirtan. Shravan Kirtan. Watering. Yes. You must do regular watering. Otherwise, how the creeper will develop? Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunoi. Shravanadi Siddha Chite Kore Udai. Prayojana. Sadhya Vastu is Prema. Krishna Prema. Prayojana tattva, sadhya vastu. What do you say in English? Goal. That's the goal. It's not easy that you have, someone will have Krishna prema. Not easy. Sadhya kabunai. Savanadi suddha chiti karayude. But one who is always engaged, daily engaged, in hearing such nectarian topics, katha sudhaya. Nectarian topics. Abnandanandan. Krishna, from the right source, his heart becomes cleansed of all material contamination, has become completely purified, the purified heart, the Krishna prema develops. The only process of develop Krishna prema. Yes. The purpose is that we should always remain sishya, disciple. Guru does kirtan, sishya, yes. Guru does kirtan, Guru speaks. Krishna Katha, Sishya hears. That means always remain as Sishya, always hear such nectarian topics. Krishna Katha, Bhagavata Katha, from the lips of Sadhguru. Then our heart will be purified, mind will be purified to get Krishna Prema. Lips of Sadhguru. Thereby, your mind will be purified, heart will be purified. Mind is stupid, mind is rascal, mind is great cheater. It cheats you every moment. Be aware of this such rascal mind. But if you engage yourself always in hearing such nectarian topics of Krishna Katha from the Sadhguru, lips of Sadhguru, mind will be purified, heart will be purified. Yes. You follow? Your ears open to drink such nectarian Krishna Katha, such mellow, nectarian mellow. Do you understand? This ear, the service begins from the ear, first ear. The ear will purify your heart. Ear, enable you to acquire samundha jnana. Establish relationship with Krishna. Yes. Navadavakti Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, first item is Sravanam, and most important item. Yes. And first is surrender to Sadhguru Mahaja, remain as Das, servant of Sadhguru, and always open your, keep your ear open and hear Krishna Katha, nectarian Krishna Katha. Do you understand? Surrendering yourself in here. If you hear, then what will happen? Vidyante, hulayaganti, chidyante, sarvasansaya, 1-24. 1-21. Vidyante, hulayaganti, chidyante, sarvasansaya, kiyante, chasya karmani, drishta, evatmani, swari. Yes. 1-21. Yes.
And all misgivings are cut to pieces.
Yes.
The chain of fruits of actions is terminated.
Terminated. Yes.
When one sees the Self as Master.
See the Super Soul, see Krishna, everything gone. By hearing, it is achieved. Yes. It goes on. One cannot say, yeah, I have already attained Supreme Perfection, no more. No. Even after attainment of Supreme Perfection, this goes on, hearing. It's a potential, only thing required. Yes. Do you understand? Don't extract, distract. Go away from. Distract.
Detract.
Don't detract yourself from this process of sravanakshya bhakti. Yes. Be fixed in this path of sravanakshya bhakti. Then you achieve the supreme perfection of your human body. Yes. Thank you very much. Kīde Bhāgavata Kathāmṛta Kīde.
Who's here? Class today? All we have to do is just here. And everything else, everything will be taken care of.
Yes, only here. In college, what will you do? What sadhana will you do? Only here, Bhāgavata. Right, source. Yes. Rest is assured.
Narada Muni were in the assembly of devotees. Why Narada Muni didn't say that to hear Bhagavatam? Why he?
When Sukadeva Goswami sang Bhagavatam, Narada was there, Vyasa was there, Vyasa's guru, Narada was there, all were hearing from Sukha. Because he's Acharya. Yes.
The Lord wanted Sukadeva Goswami to speak.
Yes. Bhagavatam only appeared through Sukha. Sukamukhadi is Radharani's parrot. Yes. Radharani's parrot. Sri Sukha. Sri means Srimati Radharani. Sukha means parrot. Understand? Yes.
So another question, Maharaj, when you said that, we quoted verse that the devotees who fell down, Krishna always take care of them. So the devotees who fell down in the past in this movement, so Krishna is taking care of them also? The devotees.
They never fall down. They never fall down. Krishna, I say, Father has control of the hand of the son. Son is going, they are moving on top of the roof. He's going to brim. He's about to fall down. Hey! Where is fall down?
He's asking about Prabhupada's disciples that left.
Bah! Don't ask us.
Guru Maharaj, that verse is saying that those devotees who have attained complete pure devotional service,
yes,
they never fall down.
They never fall down.
Only pure devotees.
Yes, Baba.
Complete pure devotional service.
Completely. Those who are, what do you say, strongly attached. Strongly. Very strong. And they fall down.
So there's no way of falling from Vaikuntha also?
No! Prabhupada's conclusion is that nobody falls from Vaikuntha. Absolute blood. Prabhupada drawn conclusion. Conclusion, last thing he said. What previously said, all cancelled. His conclusion is drawn. Drew conclusion, Yes. You quote Prabhupada. Yes. Prabhupada, everything is there in my book. But the conclusion is there in his book.
Hard to understand the conclusion though.
So the doubt is, so where do they fall from originally? Where do they fall from originally?
What say?
Where from originally?
I quoted that verse, Bhagavata. Aruya Krishna Param Padam Tata Potanti Odho Anadusa Jusmadam Raya. Janya Aravindakhe Vimukta Maninas Toyasta Bhavad Abhisuddha Buddhaya. Aruya Krishna Param Padam Tata Potanti Odho Anadusa Jusmadam Raya. That Brahmas. I quoted. Oh Lord, those who have not taken shelter at a lotus feet, those are speculators, Brahmavadis, going to Brahma, they think we are liberated, we are liberated, we are one with Brahma now. Yes. Abhisuddha Buddhaya. Intelligence is impure. You have disregarded your lotus feet. Therefore, from that position, they fall down. They fall down from Brahma. So,
different theories, I mean, statements, that one is that we are Nityabhada, another one is that we form from, we came from the Brahma, from the Tatasha Shakti.
Yes.
So which one is... Like, I heard that some devotees say that we are eternally coming in and out from the Mahavishnu's body.
Yes.
And some say that we fell from the Tatasha Shakti, we came from the Tatasha Shakti.
That was the idea.
So which one is the...
And all fall down from Brahma. Brahman, apologize. Origin of all life is the bodily rays of Supreme Lord. Prabhupada said, conclusion is this. This is all conclusion. Prabhupada drawn. Yes, you accept conclusion. Different things are there. You accept conclusion, that's the last thing that stands. All other things cancelled. Jiva tattva is very simple tattva, not easily understood. Therefore, they all are bewildered, confused. Black and white. He says black, I say white, they fight. They are night fight.
Last night you were speaking, you explained that the body is always changing from boyhood to youth to old age. Last night you were explaining that the body is always changing.
Yes.
One time boyhood, body, then youth, then old age.
Yes.
So then it's been put forward that the elements within the body, earth, water, fire, air, ether, that at every moment there's a complete change in the body.
Yes.
Is that a fact?
Yes, that's a fact.
at every single moment. So
every moment
all elements are within the body, they're completely changing.
Yes, every moment is changing. Yes. Every moment changing. Yes. Every moment changing, yes, that's a fact.
So previously it was being taught that the atoms in the body change to such an extent that every 7 years we have a different body. But here it's stated that at every moment,
even moment changes.
Everything is changing.
Yes. Every moment changes.
So this is annihilation of the body going on at every moment. The different annihilation.
Yes. Different annihilation.
So we should only desire. The only thing we should desire is to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam.
Only thing. Parikit Maharaj only heard in dying condition, Baba. He didn't do anything. Huh? Very short time, no time. Huh? What do we do? Only here.
The police are behind us. We've got to go.